Today could mark a turning point for the West African nation of Liberia. Voters there are going to the polls in presidential and congressional elections for the first time since the end of a 14-year civil war that left the country in ruins. UN peacekeepers are providing security for the election, and some 400 international observers are on hand to monitor the polls. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in the Liberian capital, Monrovia. And Ophebia, there are 22 candidates running for president, too many to list for us. But tell us about a few of them and what their issues are. I gather there's at least one that's a real crowd pleaser, an international soccer star.
Indeed, he's called George Maneweah. He's very popular and a former world's best soccer player. He was born in the slums. He's had very little schooling or political experience, but he's seen very much, and this is very important in post-war Liberia, as being clean and not tarnished by the long conflict. He's seen very much as a fresh start, a young man who can take Liberia forward. There's also Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. She's a Harvard trade economist. She was a former finance minister. She's worked at the World Bank, in the UN, at Citibank, a very experienced politician. She's saying what Liberia needs after the war is experience, somebody who is going to really be able to rebuild the country. Then there's Ronnie Sherman, for example, a Harvard-trained corporate lawyer, Charles Brumskin, a law professor, Roland Massacre. He's the candidate for former President Charles Taylor's National Patriotic Party, and the specter of Charles Taylor, the man who began the Civil War here in Liberia, very much hanging over these elections.
And what is the atmosphere among the voters as voting gets underway?
Real exuberance and a real determination. After 14 years of civil war, which has really destroyed Liberia, this country that was founded way back in the 19th century by a freed American slave and then has slid into absolute chaos since the beginning of the war in 1989. So Liberians say they need a new chance, a fresh start, and that's why they're going to go out and vote in their masses. In a nation of 3 million, give or take, 1.3 million, almost half the population registered to vote. So there definitely is a good will and a feel-good ambiance here.
Well, up till now, Liberia has been a troubled country. What do these elections mean for the rest of West Africa?
Absolutely crucial. Across the eastern border, you have Ivory Coast, which has an ongoing civil war. You have Guinea across the frontier, very unstable, with the Guinean president looking unwell. Sierra Leone has managed to pull itself out of civil war and 3 years ago had elections, which sort of mirror the Liberian elections, post-war elections, but still a fragile peace. And most important, you have tens of thousands of teen mercenaries, young men who fought in the Sierra Leonean War, in the Liberian War, milling around West Africa, ready as hired guns to fight anybody's war. And that is what this region has got to deal with. So fair, free, and transparent elections in Liberia are really important for West Africa.
And clearly Liberia faces huge challenges ahead after these elections.
Ah, Renee, I can't tell you. This is a country that has no running water. It has no electricity. The buzz of generators every night for those who can afford it. Many Liberians have lived, what, almost 14, 15 years with candlelight and, you know, just with hurricane lanterns in the evening. People are desperate for the economy to be rebuilt, for the country to be rebuilt, and especially for reconciliation between all the different people who fought against each other. So there's a real feeling that this is the last chance for Liberia.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton in the Liberian capital, Monrovia.